fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to pick up again today this beautiful passage, a set of verses from Romans chapter 8, maybe the most beautiful chapter in the entire Bible. If you've never read it, I really want to encourage you to get a Bible or use your smartphone. You can just Google Romans chapter 8, RSV or something. Google that. It'll come up. I'd encourage you just to find a quiet spot today, even during your lunch hour or wherever, and just read through this beautiful chapter, which is about 39 verses long. It's not that long, but it is loaded. And this chapter will teach you more about who you are in Christ, or if you don't yet know the Lord, what God wants to do in you and what He's offering to you. He's offering you a gift of eternal life. He's offering you to become a son or daughter of God. The more we internalize the truth that's here in chapter 8, the more freedom, joy, peace, confidence, security, identity, sense of purpose and destiny will lay hold of us. Because, friends, remember, we inhabit a fallen world. The biblical understanding of the world we live in is that we live daily in spiritual combat. We live in a fallen world, a beautiful world created by God, but a good world created. All that God created is good, but a dimension of this world we live in, we'll see later in chapter 8, is fallen and in resistance to God. And there's a battle going on in this world every day between two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And what's being contested for on this earth is human hearts, human beings, eternal souls. The most important thing going on every single day on this earth is not what's happening in the White House or not what's happening in Congress, not what's happening on Wall Street, not what's happening in Silicon Valley, not what's happening in China or Korea. All these things have their own level of importance and significance, but they all pale in comparison to the real battle and real struggle that's going on in this world. It literally is the battle for the eternal destiny of each and every human being. That is the biggest thing going. It's what brought God Himself to earth. It's what caused the heart of God to be moved, to send His Son to enter into His own creation and to save us from within, to come to become one of us. That's what Paul is explaining here, what Jesus has done for us. What does it mean that He came to us to lay down His life for our sin, and He gave us His Holy Spirit, He shed His blood for us? Your soul, your life, your heart is a battleground. And I know if you've been trying to live for the Lord, if you've been saying yes to Jesus, I know that you know it's a battle. Because if we're walking away from God, if we're living as if God doesn't exist and we're just kind of drinking in the world, we don't really care about doing the will of God, we probably won't experience the resistance. We don't experience the resistance, at least in the same way, of the enemy. He's not after us. He doesn't want to get in the way. He just wants us to keep going. Just keep pretending that God doesn't exist. Just keep pretending that you're happy and that you're the master of your own destiny. Just keep going on that path. Because He knows if you die in that position, in that place, you die God's enemy and you die under the power of sin and death, condemned with no hope, eternally separated from God. Don't take my word for it. Let's go back to what Paul was saying yesterday, verse 9. He was underlining the importance of this. This is a Christian worldview, a Christian understanding of Revelation. Chapter 8, verse 9, he says, "But you are not in the flesh." That is, those who are baptized into Christ are no longer in the flesh. He says, "You're in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you." Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. There's a lot there. I can break that open a bit for us, but it's important for us to see this distinction. I ended with yesterday's program on this note, but it's important to see. What is salvation? Salvation is receiving God's act, God's saving act on our behalf through Jesus Christ to put away our sin, that is our refusal to give God everything we've got, our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love Him, to obey Him, to love our neighbor, which we know we don't do on our own resources. Jesus has come to deal with that, to give us a new heart, we've been saying all week, and to give us His own Spirit. We have to be made children of God. We're not automatically children of God. It's an adoption that comes to us. God adopts us as His children through Jesus Christ, His Son. As Jesus became one of us, He gave to God as one of us what belongs to God. He died absolutely faithful, totally faithful to covenant love with the Father, died in obedience and trust, the way each and every one of us was called to live. Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me." That's my passion. That's my heart. That's what I'm living for. And He said to each of us through His life and to the apostles, "That's what you're made for." And if you say yes to this gift of salvation, if you say yes to me, that is to surrender your life to me, and you open your heart to me, you repent of your sins, you enter the waters of baptism, you come into my church, you follow after me, and you live with all those who are following me, I'm going to give you everything that belongs to me. The Father has said yes to my making you His child. But Jesus is the only one who can do it. And therefore, as Paul is saying here, we have to respond to Him by saying yes to this gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's important to see that God saves us by His action through God the Father, through Jesus, and the work of the Holy Spirit. We're not totally passive, but we receive the gift. That's our part. We say yes. And saying yes acknowledges everything Jesus says about where we stand in relationship to God. And then we cooperate with the Holy Spirit that's at work in us. So again, verse 9, "But you're not in the flesh, you're in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God really does dwell in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him." We belong to Him. Paul says, you know, none of us lives as His own, none of us dies as His own. While we live, we're responsible to God. And when we die as His servants. For both in life and death, we belong to God. That's what it means to be Christian. I no longer am in charge. I've given up my rights, my claims to autonomy and independence and self-creation and all that stuff. And I say, I know now that I've been purchased at a price, the price of Christ's blood. And He's shown me my identity and my destiny. The life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, Paul tells us. That's what it means to belong to God. That's where my heart is. That's where my mind is. I want to make it my aim now to please the Lord, Paul says. And that's the exact mind and disposition that the Holy Spirit seeks to produce in each and every one of us. And will, and we see in the lives of the saints, is a radical running after, a total radical abandonment to this very reality. They said, I belong to Christ. I'm going to live that way. I'm going to say yes to the Spirit who's going to help me live that way. He's going to make me a saint. So Paul said earlier, set your mind on the Spirit. Don't set your mind on the flesh. Be careful in this world. The Apostle John, his letter, I think I touched on it a few weeks ago, you know, talked about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life that happens in this world, the temptations in this world, the lust for pleasure, for comfort, for me, for personal satisfaction and everything. The lust of the eyes, the desire for gold and for accumulation of wealth and accumulation of things that I'm going to surround myself with, you know, that glitter that set me apart, that crown me with riches kind of thing, right? And the third is seeking honor in this world. I want to be first. I want people to honor me. And really, it ends up, if we're not careful, and you see this in human beings who remain, that set their minds on the flesh, we can become just like our enemy, Satan himself. We can conform ourselves to him. And we look like him. And you remember what he said to Jesus? He said, I'll give you everything in this world if you do what? If you bow down and worship me. That's really what's going on. You know, you're a worship creature. You're made to worship God. But you have a fallen heart. You live in a fallen world. You have an enemy that he's gonna feed your flesh. Whatever it takes. Because what he's after is he wants you to bow down and worship him. In the end, friend, your knee, your head will bow. It's either going to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when he'll crown you with glory and honor, or you will be forced to bow before the kingdom of darkness, before Satan himself, who will enslave you and he'll destroy you. He'll make you a slave for all eternity. That's what's really in play. That's the battle. So Paul tells us, but if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness, because of Jesus puts you in right relationship with God, because the Spirit of God dwells in you, your heart's directed now toward God in love. He's made you a new creation. Your physical body's going to die, but you're not going to die the second death. You're not going to die being eternally separated from God. Verse 11, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is why here we are again, right at the heart of Christianity. This is what it means to be a new creation. This is what it means to be saved. God comes to save you and he gives you the Spirit of his Son who triumphed over the powers of sin and death. And he wants to give you that Spirit and put that Spirit within you so that that Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead will raise you from the dead. So Paul says to us at various places in these letters, don't you know that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit and that God dwells in you and that you belong to God? That's a fundamental mindset of a Christian. I've been purchased at a price. God has made his home in me through the gift of his Son in the power of the Spirit. I've become an adopted son and daughter of God. I do not belong to myself anymore. I'm not living for myself anymore. I'm living for God. And the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the church and the Word of God is helping me every day understanding what does it mean for me to live for God and to belong to God. That's the point of your life, the point of my life. Let's walk in the Spirit and give to God what belongs to God.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.